Well, she sneaks about the world, moving into Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. Take you for a ride, the most of China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince.
Kathy, get off my phone! Phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead! I'm gonna lose my mind today! I'm gonna lose my mind! I'm gonna lose my mind today! I don't care, Kathy.
Get off my phone! Get off my phone! Get off my phone! Get off my phone!
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Kiss me through the phone.
Kiss me through the phone.
See you when I get home.
What are we calling this show again? Ben, and somebody. Anyway, we're back on another show that we're doing for like.
Yeah. We're here.
46th fucking time.
It's gotta be some kind of record.
Stuff, jingling stuff. Yeah. Also, we got a special guest online.
Special guest.
Yo, it's Diego.
Joining us here in the studio.
What's
Diego.
Up? Are we recording this one live?
Yes.
This one
recording
and
all
every
of them
other
live.
One.
Alright, I was just making sure.
Alright. So What has everyone learned since the last podcast?
Nothing.
I learned that you could get away with anything at work and still get paid.
Like, okay. Anything?
Anything.
Can you watch The Office?
Absolutely.
You
don't need to watch it, though. You're living it.
That's kind of awesome.
What if you work in, like, a sewage treatment plant?
Then you're living in shit.
Is that show good? I haven't seen it.
What, living in shit?
Shit. The show.
The shit?
Show. Shit. Anyway, yeah.
Well, that sounds like...
Can you kill somebody?
Wait,
hold on. Let's backpedal a little bit.
You gotta stay within the law, you know.
Oh, what?
Well, that doesn't sound like anything.
Can you like deal drugs?
I mean, that's not within the law, is it?
Wait, I mean, you said anything. You could do anything.
Listen, I'm retarded, Diego. Okay, you gotta let me slide a little bit here.
All right.
You sound just as stupid as regular Diego.
I think you went through puberty or something. So, what are your views?
Yeah, now that you're here, we have to ask you that.
My views on what?
What are your views?
Your views, what are they?
My views are pro.
Oh. Okay. That's a bold statement.
Always pro. Except occasionally against.
I don't think the opposite of pro is against.
I mean, it's close. Maybe it's con?
Yeah, maybe.
I ain't no I'll con, though. No.
I'll have to look it up.
Ain't no con. My views are always pro or sometimes amateur.
Yeah.
Sometimes Con Air.
Con Air, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
What else is a good movie?
Shattered Glass. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I still haven't even heard of that.
You gotta watch that. Hayden Christensen, Peter Sarsgaard, Hank Azaria. Come on.
Who the fuck is Peter Sarsgaard?
Hold on a sec. Hayden Christensen?
Yeah.
I don't want to watch this.
Wow. That's a mistake.
Maybe you've had Christian Bale.
Oh my god, he's terrible.
Michael Stamm?
I thought you were always pro.
I mean, except occasionally when I'm against.
So why don't you like Christian Bale?
Because his voice is annoying.
Well, he's not always Batman.
Yeah, but that's the only thing I know him as.
Oh, okay. Have you ever seen Harsh Times?
Harsh Times?
Yeah.
No.
When it's time for Harsh, there's no usable toilets.
Yeah.
I'm trying to buy a sailboat.
What?
Yeah.
How can you afford that?
And retired people make money too.
What the fuck? Where are you going to put a sailboat?
I'm going to put it in water, obviously.
Sounds like a good plan. I mean, where do you buy it? You don't buy it on the water, do you?
No, Craigslist.
So how do you get it from Craigslist to the water?
You put it on the metro.
You got to go through the tubes.
Oh, the tubes that lead out into the harbor.
Exactly.
Okay.
You didn't think the internet didn't lead out to anywhere, did you? I mean, it leads to everywhere.
Dude,
well, I didn't know it led to the harbor.
I watched a video of William H. Macy singing It's Time to Get Laid, and then a video of a quick brown fox jumping over a lazy dog. The internet is the greatest invention ever.
Exactly. That's how you pass time at work. Where you can do anything and still get paid.
Right, so I hear.
So how do you feel about things?
Yeah.
Like hands that walk around, or what?
I guess that's an example of a thing.
Or just things in general. I told you already, I'm pro.
Well, you're pro, your views are pro, but how do you feel about things?
I'm pro things.
Are you pro Obama?
I want to meet him first. Have a conversation, then we'll talk.
If you head over there, a few indeterminate period of time ago.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You can have some beer with him and that guy and that other guy.
Yeah, you can do that.
I heard Obama smokes too, and I gotta have a smoke with him.
Yeah, he does.
He's trying to cut back.
Yeah, right. That's never gonna happen.
I mean, yeah, he got basically the most
stressful
job.
Ever.
Wow. What? It really just. Okay. Finally, we can agree on something.
Good.
So anyway, so things. Are you thinking of a cousin It? Wasn't that a hand that walked around?
I thought it was Thing.
Oh, you're right. Cousin It is somebody else.
I'm talking, Adam's Family.
Yeah, me too, I think. Maybe I just don't think about the Adam's Family.
I don't know. Maybe it was It. I could
look
it up.
No, you're probably right.
Wait, what about Giant-Sized Man Thing?
I haven't read it, but I'm not that big of a fan of Man Thing to begin with, so.
What about Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, Spider-Sense is apparently a Wolverine danger sense.
Spider-Man is so gay. Wolverine.
Yeah, like, no kidding at all.
Oh my god, Wolverine's in trouble, I have to go help him. Wolverine, you want to go on a date with me and my wife?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Wolverine can handle himself, if anyone can, you know?
Yeah. Like, Wolverine's probably fine, and Spider-Man's gonna just, like, you know, walk over there and, you know, get hit in the back of the head with a television
brick
or something, yeah.
I mean, Wolverine right now is just fighting a normal guy who just happens to have, like, metal arms, but, like,
yeah,
you know.
Metal arms that are not as strong as
adamantium.
Yeah.
And yet, somehow, he's going to take that adamantium. It makes sense. It's a good plan.
I mean, he did read Wikipedia.
Yeah. According to this science website. Hey, Diego, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good.
I didn't hear you for a while, so just wanted to make sure you're okay.
You guys were like talking X-Men or something, you know? Diego don't rock X-Men.
Did you know there's an X-Men graffiti that takes up like an entire side of a building in Alston?
Where's Alston?
It's like near Brighton.
Oh, okay. Cool. Who drew it?
Oh no, somebody.
Okay.
Or the aliens or something.
How do they do that graffiti? They get them bubble letters all nice. How do they do that?
I was wondering, like, do you think that they do it all in one night? Or do you think they, like, put, like, a base coat and then come back the next day? Like,
we don't want to take too long. You know, somebody else could paint over yours.
I think they do it all right away.
You think, like, there's, like, you know, like, people are, like, respectful. Like, if somebody took a long-ass time to do something, you know, maybe I'll do mine over here. You know, or you think they just don't give a fuck?
I think they just go right over.
There's a lot I don't know about graffiti culture.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Alright, we'll talk about this. Well, we can keep talking about this.
We'll talk about this now. So,
I thought for a second we were going to break there.
I mean, I feel like a break is something that can happen now.
On August 7th, if you thought getting married was terrifying...
I love our new lives!
Just wait...
Whoa!
...until the honeymoon.
They found two bodies on the beach. Authorities are searching for a man and a woman.
Good reflexes.
Someone on this trail is a killer.
It could be anybody.
Where are you?
A perfect getaway. Rated R. Theaters August 7th.
So live on your computer, and we are back and stuff.
Back together again.
What do you guys think about Twitter? Are Ben and Vince Twittering?
I'm Twittering.
Obscure Porn is Twittering.
Yeah. At Obscure Porn. Twitter.com// Obscure Porn.
Yeah, sideways slash.
What do you think about that?
my boss is like in love with Twitter.
Oh god!
Who's your boss? Says,
it's you. I mean, like, you're not gonna know him. What does it matter who he is? Anyway,
it matters.
No, what, it matters.
What's his
who
name?
Is
Ian.
Is it a woman?
No.
Is she hot?
No. His name is Ian.
Ian.
Yeah.
A leg cramp. Ew.
Anyway, but he says he doesn't usually use it for social tweets. He just, you know, he's on there professionally.
What does he tweet professionally?
Does he follow you?
No.
Good.
He doesn't know who I am.
Good.
No one knows who I am.
Hey,
dude, you know,
Vince,
you know, what's up?
Are you winning the race to infinity?
With, not yet. It's like 52-47 or something.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like you're both equally far away from infinity.
No.
All right.
It was 52-50 yesterday. I don't know what happened.
Hey, so what season is this?
Two.
This is season two? What episode number are we on here?
46.
Wow.
No, wait, 45.
But that's not 45. That's total. That's not of season two.
Yeah, it's total.
I don't know when season two ends, actually, because we didn't really take a summer break this time.
We got like 5 or 10 more episodes.
Until
we get canceled.
Right. They're canceling you?
The network, man.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So let's talk some more about this graffiti stuff. You know Cool Disco Dan?
No.
No? What about Borf?
Is Disco Dan like the guy from Forrest Gump?
No. Lieutenant Dan.
No, it's not Disco Dan. It's Cool Disco Dan.
Wait, is his first name Cool Disco?
His first name is Cool, and his last name is Dan. His middle name is, quotes, Disco.
Quotes. All right. That sounds more like a nickname.
Maybe Cool is in quotes. I can't remember.
That sounds like a nickname.
Who is this guy?
I don't know, man. His name is all over town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, him and Borf.
I heard of Borf.
Borf is everywhere.
Borf is in the air.
Bush hates Borf.
Oh, right. I remember that. How do you spell Borf? Is it with an F?
Yes.
So, I don't know. I mean, okay, graffiti is cool, I guess. That's like about the only opinion I have on it.
All right. I wonder how you get involved in graffiti culture.
It's probably gangs.
I mean, you gotta
you gotta try out. It's like
try out.
It's like trying.
That sounds like so much fun.
It's like trying out for a dance recital.
You don't try out for the recital. I mean, you probably were already chosen by the time the recital comes about.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Audition.
Audition. Have you seen that movie?
No.
No.
You think you have to in order to get in, you gotta like make a move,
Yeah, probably.
Do some big shit and then catch somebody's attention. And you're like, what the fuck?
Well, I don't know if there's like a leader in graffiti,
Oh, we should make a graffiti movie.
You probably have to like graph it on train, truck, and building or something.
That's where all graph it already are.
Yeah, but you gotta over graph it. Right on top.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you go on top, and then they're like, who is this kid that's going on top of us?
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what you gotta do, though. You gotta cover up the alternate gangs. Shit.
You think there's a code of graffiti?
Well,
graffiti code?
The convenient thing about graffiti is that it's its own advertising,
Yeah.
That's true.
You just have to, the thing... The product that you're selling is the thing that gets your name out there. I guess you're not selling anything.
There's this really deep, graffiti message at Tacoma Metro Station.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it said.
Great. Speaking of the Metro.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay, so, since the accident or whatever, they always come on the intercom and say, all trains are now stopping when they reach the end of the platform. What does that mean? When were they not doing that?
No, because here's what I'm saying. So if there's a 6-car train, right?
Sure.
The platform is 8 cars long.
Oh, okay.
So usually they stop in the middle with 1 car space at the end.
Sure.
Right.
But now that's...
they stop at the end.
And so in case somebody
in the back.
In case somebody's coming from behind, they'll have another car length to brake or something?
No, it's because they're offering the trains in manual mode.
Right?
That's a mistake.
Well, so since they're offering the trains in manual mode, they have to stop manually. They can stop at the 6. There's a sign that says 6 and a sign that says 8.
Okay.
But they don't trust the operators to remember how long the train is, because a lot of times when they're driving an 8-car train, they stop at 6 anyway, because most of the trains are 6, and then like the last
car you can't get off. Yeah.
So they just say whenever you're in manual mode, always just stop at the end.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. Thank you're welcome for that technical, you know, exciting information.
Hey, this is interesting. For those of us who live and work in the city.
Elevators are unavoidable. Did you hear, the other day or today or whenever it was, 10 people got stuck in the elevator at Woodley Park?
No.
And they got stuck in there. It was like halfway
up. Hold on. They got stuck and they got stuck?
Yeah. And it was like halfway in between, you know, the
platform?
Yeah, and the ground.
Ground.
Yeah. And they had to, like, you know, fire trucks and firefighters.
What? How are they going to help?
They rappel down the elevator shaft and extract everyone.
You made that sound so cool, but I'm sure it was really boring.
Ocean's 11.
It's called the High Angle Rescue Team or something like that.
Okay, so they're definitely trying to sound cool.
Yeah.
Is that a graffiti group?
Yeah.
Come on, stay with us.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's new in your world, Diego?
Things are going pretty well.
Hey, that was old Diego. This is the new Diego.
What do you mean the new Diego? What the hell are you?
New Diego went through puberty.
Whoa, who taught Diego those curse words?
Damn, dude. Oh, man. Retard Diego's trouble, man. Whenever he shows up, you know, things start going wrong around here.
What are you talking about? Yeah,
shoot?
Oh, yeah.
Ben?
I have no recollection of that, but...
Yeah, you would say that. Where do you even learn a word like recollection?
it says it here, right in front of me.
New Diego, what's your opinion?
Yeah, what's your opinion, asshole?
I'm the good Diego. I don't go around shooting people.
Yeah, that's right. You don't even break the law.
Yeah, I'm pro-law.
But aren't you pro-breaking the law, too?
Yeah, I'm pro-everything.
Yeah, wow. It was a crime of passion.
Hilton's got some nice lights on it today.
Damn.
We had a good storm today, Vince.
Nice.
Big storm. It rains an inch in like an hour.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I didn't
great
get
storms.
I didn't get caught in it.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know what they say? Better to not get caught than to get caught.
I don't know. I'm pro getting caught. You ever say that? I just want them to chase me through the hallway.
Oh my god.
Alright.
You had it all mapped out.
Alright. On that note, we'll see you next time.
I'll see you in hell, jerks!
What?
Yeah, what the hell? What's going on with your Teddy Diego? He's like a mean guy.
Yeah, man, he was never that mean before. What happened?
I don't know. Something must have traumatized him. Yeah. Alright.
Bye, guest.
Bye!
Where's your logic? What would you do? I'm asking you, what would you do to change this health care system for the better? After all, every time you people bring up costs, you don't care about the trillions of dollars to bail out the banks and all the credit card companies.
Kathy?